our new business tonight is proposed ordinance 2519, which is sponsored by Justice Strang. Justice Strang, can you come up and explain a little bit about it? Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll move on from there.
We want to make sure these people get a fair hearing to the proposal. Really. I think they're bringing some things to the county that will benefit the county. Mayflower has always had kind of a draft for restaurants, and because you got a lot of highway, you got a lot of mall mail, and people drive even across the Mayflower. The place we lost, one of the primary restaurants that they had there was Stroud's. But the biggest benefit that I think they're bringing to the county is the restaurant is one, but the bigger thing is that Blonde Creek, the property that they got that they're restoring and making into a restaurant, was a building that was basically falling into disrepair. And you guys know right now we're dealing with financial struggles to try to maintain the museum over here. This is a historic building. I think Rhonda right there, Blonde Creek, a historic market on there. The building itself is historic, and probably if anybody else would have bought that property, would have torn down and built something else. And it would have been a loss to the whole county, I think, historically speaking. So there's other things that will benefit, because we have the park down there that's controlled by the Corps of Engineers, and it's not well maintained. And that's something that they have planned and will try to work with the Corps of Engineers to make that park a little nicer and get rid of the drug traffic and the homeless people and things like that. And they'll have a patio on the property that will actually overlook that. I think we need a nice restaurant on that end of the county. It would be nice for the people that live in that area, which now, like I say, have to go outside the county. Spend their money in Pulaski County or drive all the way up to Conway. So that's the two primary benefits. One is that they're going to basically pay for maintaining historic property in the county that otherwise might have lost. Improving the property, improving the parks down there, and providing another restaurant south end of the county that we don't have, possibly even drawing business from Maumelle and possibly even off the interstate. They have coverage or something that people won't know that they're there. They'll probably end up on Google Maps, so people might actually come off the interstate and bring money from out state into the restaurant. So obviously, I'm very hopeful that they're successful. If they're not successful, then what's going to happen to the historic properties? And people will again be taking money outside of their account. So I just wanted to say this, that I'm not in favor at all of liquor store in the county. That's not what we're talking about. We have a lot of people with liquor license in Conway, and I think this, if we don't support them in this, then it's going to actually put them at an economic disadvantage in the community, because people will drive right past them to go into Maumelle, where they might have stopped there with that glass of wine with them. So that's basically my take on it. I tend to support them for that reason. And I'd like to introduce Rhonda and Rusty. To do that, they got some pictures to show you, and then they'll give you a little bit of the story after that.
Thank you, Justice Strang.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come in and speak on behalf of this restaurant for the opening. And
a little overview of the area. I'm sorry. I was just wondering, where on the which buildings on that would that?
restaurant.
Is it in the middle?
You guys introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I was trying to look it on Google Maps, try, but.
I'm Robin Jones.
I'm Robin Jones.
I'm Rusty Waters.
And we actually live just right across the highway from the land we bought, the River Plantation. Rusty, actually, I've lived in that area right there for 20 years, Rusty for 25. Of course, we live together across the plantation now, but Rusty developed the top part of that map. You'll see
it's on the right to say it's actually the original lot, 600 acres.
So he originally bought the 600 acres and turned it into a nice subdivision, gated 5 to 10 acre lot. Some of our friends that live in there are here tonight. But we also have the Stone Hill Ranch, we converted it about the time COVID hit into the wedding venue. And so we, a good friend of ours, Warren Lodden, he actually owned the 26 plus acres that we bought there, the house that it's on. And he passed away several years ago. We went into probate, and we, just started talking about what happens if the land comes up for sale. What should we do? And we have a good friend here tonight who will be speaking as well in the restaurant business. We just kind of spoke it into existence, the house. How fun would it be to restore the house into a restaurant, but they also have the history of the land kind of cut about. The land right there was just the river. It was part of the Brooks Baxter War. It happened 151 years ago this May, and the Battle of Clark took place right there where the Clark
Creek. The marker is called right in here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. But the Battle of Clark took place just right where the creek there empties into the river. And so we want to kind of introduce the history to the restaurant and highlight the history of the restaurant, or the history of the land with the restaurant. I had even mentioned the Battle of Clark, stuff like that. So, we want to create a place that strengthens our community, and I just feel like that's a really good place to do it. You can see the bridge there. You cross the bridge and you're in Placid County. We have a lot of friends in Placid County who are excited about bringing their business to the restaurant.
Now, this park right here, is that Placid County?
That is. It's actually Faulkner County. I think there's a little strip that comes down if you look on the Faulkner County. You just kind of go see how it's mainly just farmland and that. We have talked to the mayor of Mayflower. I think they just recently turned over the lease on that where it's just too much for them to maintain. So we have approached the Corps as well, just because we want to keep the property pretty and maybe we could lease that as well and keep it maintained. I don't know if y'all ever go through there, but we've done a lot of work and it was just looked like a piece of vacant property that had sat for several years. We've got a home of it. But y'all see our vision. We feel like that having a liquor license, people all of us want to go and have dinner and have a drink, and we're just hoping that we can bring that to our community. I've asked several neighbors in the Central Ranch Estates and also in the plantation to send letters if you're in support of it. I think several have told me that they did, but I haven't seen that they
little bit more information as far as ambiance is the right word, or are you looking at music and bar and dance floor? Are we looking at steak and a glass of wine? Where are we at?
We're at, okay, so what, Tim will tell you more about the restaurant part of it, but you know, we've all been in this together. We've been, like I told you, we kind of spoke it into existence that for several years, we're really about the property. We want it to be a nice sit down area that, you know, people can come in off the river and have, you know, a burger, fries, but a nicer.
Can you have a dock on the river?
We applied for one that was probably too big, hoping that we could park all of our boats against it. They want us to move it in the creek area, I guess.
Yeah, we applied for
but it's going to be like over 100 feet long, and so.
But the boat can go down well here physically. So, so we're going to ask for a boat dock right here. Just a side nothing to pull in. There's already, we already have a permanent boat ramp that is not.
We also have, there's a lot building on the property that we did, you know, that we're keeping. It's right beside the restaurant. You know, we have the bar venue, you know, we do weddings and big events that, but people are always asking for anniversary party or a little birthday party or something like that. So we're going to use that as like a small event center for those kind of smaller events. I've got a guy. It's a hanging mural, kind of representing the area, the history of the area. I spoke with Ashley Sides at the Arkansas Historical Society, and they were getting pictures from the archives and everything. But the guy that we have hired, he's like a muralist, so that's kind of neat. You know, in Conway, you know, they've got a lot of the murals on different buildings.
And to represent some of the families that had that, you know, Atkinson's, Rockefeller's, Razor, the very cattle subject, Page, and also. So we're going to represent those families also.
And we have Tim Smith. He'll be the manager of the restaurant. Okay. And this is like a rendering of what it will be.
First, I'll tell you a little bit about myself and my past, my career. I spent 30 years in a career at Waffle House working all positions from a manager to an area vice president. I left Waffle House in 2017 and opened up a Camille Cafe Grill in Cabot, Arkansas. I've been owner and operator of Cracker Mill for the last 7.5 years. Our plan at Creekside at the Barn Station, we want a full-service restaurant, family-oriented restaurant. The base menu will be from Peppermill with some specialty entrees and appetizers just for Creekside. Harris Meeker steak, walleye, and lobster salad, just to name a few. But we're open to suggestions. However, the list is about that long. I do understand the concerns of serving alcohol, and I hear to you, assure you that I will take all precautions to keep the community safe. I'll require beverage training. We'll serve liquor only in dining hours. There will be no late hours. We'll follow all APC rules and regulations, and I have attended the seminars. We are committed to working with local law enforcement to ensure our presence will benefit the community and not hurt. In closing, I feel that in order to be successful at a dinner restaurant, that I need to serve a glass of wine or beverage, your choice for your dinner. Without that, I think it's just like Sam Strang said, that they'll pass right by me, go across to Plaxton County, 5 miles down the road, and take them to the factory to you to another county. And I just don't, it's hard to compete with a nice restaurant, what we're trying to create here, without having that option to get a glass of wine. The owners and operators of this restaurant has over 50 years of experience, so we bring a lot to the table in managing a restaurant. So, and our goal is to keep a clean, well-ran, professional restaurant and a growing community where there is a need. And I would like to also mention in the maps, you'll see that on the 26 acres, the restaurant's actually sitting in the corner by the creek. And on the other side of the restaurant is acreage. So there's no way we could be serving anyone. Thank you for that, your time and consideration, and I'll answer any questions that anybody has.
So there's no restaurant currently?
The only restaurant in that area, I mean, there's a Sonic.
Well, I mean, the farm station is that does not actually exist right now as a restaurant. It is just a nonprofit that they put together.
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Any other questions? Can you object, please? Have any questions for Mr. Smith?
Thank you.
Mrs. Strang, do you have anything to add?
Say anything?
I just wanted to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask if the house itself is 2,600 square feet. We just had the kitchen, concrete slab poured last week, which is an additional 2,000 square feet. Another one delivered the lever today. We're bringing it back to the kitchen, adding it to the restaurant. We need some different kitchens on it. Outside patio, there's a couple of junk that we're not just like sitting still on this. We're moving forward. We're very driven and excited about it. So it'll head down there and tomorrow. It's going to feel like some tension. So, thank you.
Any other questions? Do you have something to add, Joseph Strang?
No, I'm excited about it. That's a part of our county, and part of my district that's been very neglected. It's just farmland. There's nobody around me, and like Rusty said, there's no schools, churches, or anything around there that could be affected by it. And they're not trying to start a bar or a liquor store. And I just think it's historically beneficial to us to have someone else taking care of it. Thing that otherwise would be lost, probably. So what I might like to ask this committee is just if you would send it to the full board so we can have a good discussion about it, other discussions we can have, and see if we can get approved.
And that is one of my questions for you too, Justice Strain. You started the conversation tonight by saying that you wanted to make sure that we had a fair meeting and a fair conversation about it. Would you feel more comfortable if we tabled this until the other justices for this committee are here? No, we're missing two, is my point.
Well, we would not get it in. I think that this, well, the issue is that they are under some time restraints that maybe, could you talk about that a little bit? Do you know about that?
Time restraints?
Because, yeah.
As far as ABC? So as far as the restaurant, we were hoping to open late summer, which would be, you know, end of August at the latest. Everything's really heating up right now. Once we get it approved for the Department of Court, then ABC, I believe it's 30 days, they just put a hold on it. So we're hoping we can move it to next Tuesday to full Court of Court.
November of next year. Okay, so it's kind of being set back. And that's the reason. I'm welcome to debate on it. I mean, I'm interested in what you guys have to say, but.
Well, after your comment, I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with the fairness of this committee.
Yeah, exactly. And so I want, that's really why I wanted to take it to the court, so that we can have a little debate about it, discussion about it. But at the same time, their time is back and postpone it. So that's my thought. I mean, you guys do what you think is important, but I'd like to see it go forward more, but you have a reason for taking a minute.
I just want to check in with you after that statement, just to make sure we're on the same page. So I have multiple questions about different things, but I do want to give my committee members an opportunity to ask questions, make statements, kind of, this is a big decision. And it's not something I take lightly, or I don't think our other justices do either. And I realize the time constraints, but at the same time, I don't want to be here all night, but I'm not going to rush anything either. So if you have any comments, concerns, questions, either one of my committee members, and then I'll start with Midas.
she looked at me, so I guess. You know, I struggle with it because, you know, when we talk about freedom and responsibility and everything of that nature, I guess my biggest issue is the district that I represent, which is Greenbrier, Wooster, Spring Hill, has consistently opposed licenses like this. I don't think Randy may be able to correct me if I'm wrong, or Judge Dawson. As far as I know, the city of Greenbrier and the surrounding area does not have a club or liquor license within my district, anyways. And so, historically, my district has been opposed to that. And so, my job is to represent my constituents. The problem is that this is not my district. And so, it's while making that decision as a JP, trying to balance, okay, if your area wants it, okay. But my area is, again, usually opposed to that. So I'm trying to learn as much as I can so that I can make the best informed decision. I've tried to do that over the last several days since I've received a bunch of emails. And I appreciate that. I appreciate getting that feedback from that area. And so I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get as much info as I possibly can, ask the questions, listen to both sides of the issue. And so for myself, you know, I happen to agree with what Mary said and said, I think this needs to be before the full committee. That's my thought. And then it gives me more time. And again, I understand you're under kind of a time crunch with having to get permits and everything else, but this is such an important decision that I myself, I don't want to rush it. But that's, you know, as my statement, my opinion, that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I'm open and willing to hear other questions, other statements, both for and against, so that we can make the best decision that we possibly can. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I really like this idea, and I don't see right off the top of my head any difference between this and Taylor's Made. Is there a difference? Is there somebody that can answer that? I don't believe.
I think Taylor Made was they were kind of grandfathered in.
Were they?
And they're not really like a historic building. I mean, there's some of historic, but they've been there for a while.
Administrator Pickens, did you have an answer for
that as well? I saw you raise your hand. I was just going to answer Justice Moss's question.
Sorry.
About Taylor's Made. If you want me to answer?
Please.
Yes, please.
So let me do this. It's a little awkward. I'm going to stand up here as, my name is Ray Higgins. I am a resident of Greenbrier. I have a day job, but that's not important right now. So I'm hard against this, and it has nothing to do with their plan. I think it's a great plan. I'm impressed with it. But here's the deal. Potter County's dry. Potter County was dry 25 years ago, and it's dry today. Yes, the city of Conway has been very liberal in passing liquor licenses for the city of Conway. Great for them. Probably does help their economy. But Faulkner County and the Foreign Court has fought all liquor licenses and is pushing off. Taylor's Made, Supper Club, and Almost Famous. They were permitted, they were allowed by the Alcohol Bureau before the legislature changed the law that said it had to go before the local council, meaning i.e. the city council and the city limits or foreign court and then incorporated party. The challenge that we have is there are a number of people who do not have good plans. I'm impressed with the plan that the floodgate will open once we allow it in Fulton County. So I agree we don't want liquor stores in Fulton County. This is probably, the lesser of evils, but I think it's evil, but I think you're going to set a precedent. And so far, the court has fought that precedent over the last at least 12 years when I was on the court for that. So that's why we do have three in the county unincorporated parties, so cousins before the foreign court actually had the authority to grant or reject it, but since the foreign court had that ability, they've always rejected.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your input and information.
Anything else, Justice Moss?
No, ma'am.
Now, why are you guys leaving me with the list of questions? So, top of my list was the historic significance. You know, you guys mentioned that there was historic significance here, and you explained that as things went on about how you would plan on incorporating that into the restaurant part of it. However, at the same time, I don't necessarily see the county would never have had any responsibility for that historic building anyway, so that's not necessarily saving us any money that you're, you know, redoing this historic building. I like the idea, but at the same time, when it comes down dollar for dollar, it's not saving the county any money at all. You know, we're struggling to take care of our museum. And so having something like that, that even our Faulkner County Museum could possibly be involved in creating, intrigues me a bit. My other question or statement, has anyone spoken or met with the court on the park?
Parkers, excuse me, the people that work over there that clean it up and stuff, they have approached me numerous times. I'll say they're other city of the county, they're based in Rusty, they can't maintain it, they can't police it, nobody can police it. The sheriff's department wants to go down there and do something, but they drive through and leave. They can't stay there because it's
others live. I've even had a truck parked there 1 hour, my truck, cut all the cabin motors out. Wind is breaking out, we're trying to clean it up around here to keep those people out. For the people that's put their boats on, go fish the bass tournaments and stuff like that. Safe, and the vehicle's safe. Drug deals across the little park, across highway roads. That's part of the pool also. We really want to maintain it. We've asked them, I've called them numerous times, and they're saying the city still has it under lease. The city attorney says that they have released their lease. So I'm hoping we're going to be back with this.
I ask that because I've worked with the Corps on some different projects. Not an easy task. And as far as you say, you know, they keep police that area or whatever. In my experience, the Corps can police everything, down to the trees that you cut down. So that is concerning because now not only do we have to worry about the vehicle traffic that comes in and out of this establishment that serves alcohol, we also have to worry about the boat traffic, which in my opinion can add to the economic, you know, impact of the restaurant, but at the same time, the safety issues are very concerning for me. And I don't know how, you know, that was my question. How realistic is it that the Corps is going to give you a dock?
They've even asked for us to reapply further. So I don't know what that meant.
And that will be
public.
That will be public access, so they'll have a stairwell to walk up to the restaurant and then get back on their boat and
yes.
Go off, you know, like Jansen's or something similar.
That's right.
Okay. Is any of this property in the flood zone?
Yes, it is. Very small one, I can show you. We've had a survey of the actually.
But the house and the restaurant area was all. Are there any other docks in that area at all?
No. I said we have this property came with a boat ramp. This is all. Yeah, I just recently bought this. Planning on putting a road over it. About 176. Area's growing because of cutting out the grass on the backside. They're real excited also.
My other comment or question was, it was mentioned that it's family oriented with a bar. Can you explain a little bit about how you plan on having that arrangement set up?
Well,
like, will it have an actual bar where you walk up to the bar and sit and order a drink, or will it only be served at the table?
Yes, all of the old windows we took out of the house, and we're building a wall between the bar area and the dining area. It's a small little bar area in the back, and we're using those old windows to build the wall between the two.
So it will be sectioned off.
It will be, yes. Dining area will be separate. The dining area is probably the majority of the square foot. It's 2,600 square foot. It's the dining area.
And you will only serve dinner, no breakfast or lunch?
I'm going to start out serving dinner only, but our goal in the future is to be 7 days a week for lunch, opening at 11 o'clock and closing at 9 p.m.
And how many patrons can you serve at a time?
Around 70 or 80 inside the building. We're also adding a little patio on the outside for the creek area, over the creek. And we'll probably set 40 or so more people out there.
Any Any stage?
We haven't really talked about a stage. You mean, you talk about the live music?
Yes, sir.
We have not planned that, but we have talked a little about in the future maybe having a little, maybe a one or two man live music out on the deck in the evening, Sunday evening, 4 to 7 or 8 or something, reasonable hours. We have discussed that.
That is the end of my list at this point. I reserve the right to come back. Yes, sir.
Just one of your comments. I wasn't trying to say that this was saving money from the county, but what I'm trying to say is that you're saving at the historical building at no cost to us, which I think is significant. I've seen a lot of, in my life, I've seen a lot of really amazing historical buildings torn down, and there's another thing too that are just to be travesties. So I'm really glad to see that they're saving. And the history around it. So, yeah, and would it cost the county anything if somebody tore it down? It would be a loss to our community. So, well, that's just really.
Thank you, Justice Turner. Yes, sir.
Through all this, quick question. So, you mentioned earlier, I think, about the other problems that we're having in that area with drugs and other things of that nature. So, I guess Faulkner County Sheriff's Office, if there was an issue either at the restaurant or whatever, they would be the one that would have to respond, correct? That there would be no agreement for like Pulaski County or Maumelle to come over to Creek to deal with any kind of issues. It would be really solely up to Faulkner County or possibly Mayflower to deal with any issues. Is that correct?
I would say possibly Mayflower too, because, and I have talked to the mayor, they do have plans to start annexing down that direction. How far they're going to go, we're going to get to it. The mayor of Mayflower, Danny Hester, is very much in favor of this also.
So the law enforcement side of it, it would definitely be Faulkner County that would respond. There would not be any mutual aid agreements that would come into play with any of that. There would be.
Yeah, I do see them responding.
Pulaski County.
I can't speak for that, but when I was deputy, there was a mutual aid agreement in place, and many times people I would be able to respond to the sheriff's office.
I'd like to add that we live in the river plantations, and I've developed some of the United States. We have county and Lake Lionel City. I usually respond along with Faulkner. No matter, because I know the lack of time it takes for them to get there sometimes.
Any members of the public that would like to speak in favor or against this ordinance?
I am the closest neighbor where this will be. If you look on the picture that Rusty has here, my house is right. We back against it. We're proponents for it. Our tech of trade. We will have this is kind of preliminary hearing was I understand to introduce this to the full court. We are currently working on business plan, development plan, so we're going to be in detail. I think that will address a lot of your questions. What's going on here? We just literally asked all our class that I talked about bring my involvement in this, so you will be working with Rusty and Robin on what's going on with the plans. Again, it's in a little secluded area, but one thing that we're working with and what I heard. Is a dry patch all the way up that hill, all the way that's up there, except for 400 houses that are now being added to Sullivan Ranch. Now, also, there will be considerations taxing the Mayflower Pro Leagues, the IM starts and so this morning, so they're a little bit underdeveloped. But I had to shut up with you and make a decision. Boat ramp is always a question, especially if you start on the board there. It is on the cusp of the edge of plastic cannon, so it's a little bit vague. Who takes care of it? Is it all the gas? Is it plastic cannon? Because it is on the farthest outward. And it's in it for most. The only way to get there is how we appreciate it. Again, the tensile in the forest. Competitive, that's what the industry agency you're talking about as far as shaders maybe. That is on the other end of town. It is the only restaurant of choice. I did think it would be an economic driver to have that opportunity to provide more services to just much like Strauss as a just a restaurant that is primarily lunch and dinner. This is a very specific crowd. You know, the events of this afternoon, I can just imagine if we were in the club that allowed it for 65 coming in and that would be a just boom for economic growth in that corner. And then Rusty has not really come into it with other discussions. They have developed properties up the highway. He did mention the rodeo agreement that may possibly go in there. This would be a self-centered place for that to happen, so it would support further economic development for another resident of Stoneham Ranch. And then there's five commercial lots that you have up the highway. So we're looking at some future development in an area that's primary farmland, primary field. I think this will be a big driver for the community, and I think it would be a pretty good tax revenue as it comes in. So I, for one, am in support of it. And if we do take this to the wall board, of course, we will approach it for this plan. We'll approach it for the detailed plans for the million. We have worked on it right now. The plumbing permits are going to stay out and everything that we need to do with those drivers. But again, they're moving forward with it. They're spending money on it. It will go forward with or without this. But we feel like, to be fair, the communities on both ends of the traffic, the thunders may go on in and the wet areas that are in Blacks and County to make it a competitive restaurant, this is something that the group needs. So that sways or answers the question. That we are in full support of it, and we can feel our close second to it. So we'd like to see it.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else that would like to add a comment that would add something new to the conversation?
Hey, Mary, I'd like to point out something similar in Perry County to Footset Books. Mm-hmm. They had a dock on the river in Perry County that they are allowed from their off to be able to dock there and people to come up the hill and be able to get out and come there and have a steak and come back down and be able to get back on and go back to Little Rock.
And the Corps?
And I don't know if the Corps allowed or didn't allow, but they are allowed to do that because I've been there before. We had property on the other side, on the Conway County side, and know that they are able to come up there and have a say and go back down and get back on their boat and go back to Pulaski County.
Tubbsack Bucks is in Pulaski?
It's in Perry County.
In Perry County.
Yeah.
I'm directionally challenged.
And it's very similar to what they're talking about.
And to that point, and you noted the Corps is very challenging to deal with because you are on a federal level, but we do, the company I work for, we do have a great relationship with them. And to Rusty's point, you know, given the opportunity, we would love to take over the boat ramp and park. If there was a lease arrangement that we could work with, absolutely. Give some relief to the city, the county, and everyone else there. But just the improvements on the creek so far are greatly through, I think you mentioned the letters, it's a lot safer place to be right now. It's been under disrepair for quite some time. So I think the opportunity for that really grows up.
I have driven out there a couple of times, and it's a little scary.
It's a little scary.
I didn't get out and walk around too much around the little park area. But I can see the benefit of having additional traffic in the area. I think that would probably help keep some of the issues down. Again, I'm going to focus tonight on our justices. Where are you guys at? Where are we thinking?
I would like to advance it to the full course, and we can have a full discussion. I'd like to hear what the other justices do have to say about this formally. So, yes, I intend to vote yes.
Okay.
I'm still of the opinion of the other committee members being here to hear the discussion before we actually would advance it to the full court.
So you don't feel comfortable moving it to full court and having their opinions written? Or
not this time, no, 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 Madam Chair.
I feel like I'm sitting on the edge of a very slippery slope, and I see the benefit of it, and I also see how it can cause problems for us later on. The precedent has been set through the Quorum Court. It's never even really made it out of committee since I've been on the court, and I feel like if we do push this forward, how do we regulate who we say yes to and who we say no to? It's concerning to me that once we start, where we stop. And I say that because when you look back at our elections, Faulkner County is a dry county that has never been able to be changed through the voters. I have to take that into consideration.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Tyler Pearson, is he on this committee?
No.
Or not? He's just a JP.
No, he's a JP. Yeah, he is a JP.
Okay. He's not on this
committee. Yeah, he is not on this committee.
He gets it.
No, Justice John Allison is missing. I believe his family is on vacation. And then Justice Andy Schock is also missing, that's on this committee. And I'm assuming he got tied up with work, business side of things. I have also reached out to, on top of the emails that I've gotten, which speaks volumes. This is probably the most emails that I have received, and that's saying a lot considering we've dealt with crypto mines and animal shelters. So that has been interesting, and I take those into consideration very, very much. I've also reached out to multiple groups. My text message threads have been hot today and throughout the last couple of days, trying to get a read on where my constituents stand, because again, you know, I butt up against Justice Meeks on Greenbrier, Wooster, Shady Grove, all that area. Again, what was said from my constituents, you know, all the emails came, for the vast majority of them, from Justice Strang's district and where you were at. My constituents, by far, almost every single one said, I don't really have a problem with it, but I don't want it in my district. So then that throws me back into where do we stand? I'm struggling with where I am. And with that being said, with me struggling, I feel like that this should not necessarily be a decision that is made by three justices when we have more. So I will second Justice Moss's motion to move this on to full court and let our other justices that are surrounding that area have an input. And that will also give all of us a little bit more time to check with our constituents. It's hard to sit up here and make decisions when it affects so many different people for so many different reasons, not just economic reasons and financial reasons, but religious and ethical and moral issues and, you know, all of the things. And so I just want you guys to realize we truly are taking this with a very heavy heart, and we are taking it into consideration. I'm definitely not a yes at this point. I'm far from it, but I also feel like that the other justices need to have an opportunity to weigh in on this decision because it is such a heavy burden. on the court. So I will second Justice Moss's motion. So we can go ahead and take a vote on that. All of those, do we need to do a roll call vote, Ms. Margaret? All of those in favor for moving ordinance 25-19 onto full court, say aye.
Aye.
All those, I will break the tie with an aye vote. Ordinance 25-19 goes on to full court. Our next order of business is Resolution 2507.
I make a motion to put Resolution 2507 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Councilor Murphy, are you going to be who discusses this, who explains this just a bit?
I can be. I'll just pull up here real quick. Essentially, this is a resolution that has been marketed to all counties in Arkansas to celebrate the 250-year history of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. So we have that coming up. County Judge Dale James is the one that I think is leading the charge on this effort. His committee through AAC submitted this resolution and asked that the county consider it.
Dale James, Van Buren County.
Van Buren County.
I don't see any issues with that. I will entertain a motion to pass this on to full court.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor of passing Resolution 2507 on to full court, say aye.
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 All right, resolution number 2507 moves on to full court. Our next part of our meeting is our adjournment. I do have a little bit of an animal shelter update for our committee members. Due to our constraints with time and as much time as we spent, I'm going to definitely push that off until full court. I know our director, shelter director Nick Davis, wants to come and speak about some of the things that have gone on at the shelter, just our numbers, where we're at. Of course, euthanasia has come up the last couple of weeks. I believe he said 93 animals have come into the shelter since opening, which was around the 1st of April. So he will be here for full court, and if y'all have any questions, feel free to email him or anyone on the coalition. I don't mind forwarding those emails or questions on to them as well. So with that being said, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion. Second.
Thank you, guys.